Today's daf is Becharos daf Chaf Vav. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And again, we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi. We are holding on daf Chaf Hey on the base. We're all the way back up by Kisalik Ravin, about halfway down the page on daf Chaf Hey on the base. So the first thing we're going to discuss is that we had a brisa yesterday that had a machlokas about what to do when balei mumin get mixed in with behemos tamimos. But it wasn't clear exactly what the machlokas was, or even what the case of the machlokas was. Are we talking about the actual animals getting mixed in, just the tzemer from the animals getting mixed in with each other? So we're going to have a couple of explanations of what the machlokas is about, and we're going to explain why each shita doesn't want to hold like the other shita. Then on the very bottom of Chaf Hei Ambeis, we're going to go back to our original point of discussion, which was a case where you have wool that was netlash, that had become detached from an animal before a mumcha was ever matirit. So Reish Lakish had suggested that everyone's going to agree that it's going to be asr bahana'a. So we're going to discuss different cases of wool that had become detached from an animal, and what happens if the animal is subsequently shechted? What happens if the animal subsequently dies? And we're going to point out different shitos in how to understand the machlokas between Akavya ben Mahalalel and the Chachamim, and we'll explain each of those shitos. Then the Gemara is going to move on to discuss the case of Tzemer Hameduldal that we had in the Mishnah, where you have wool that is still that is dangling from the animal, but it's still mixed in with the rest of the tzemer of the animal, and then the bechor is shechted. So we see the Mishnah had made a distinction whether the tzemer looks like it's still part of the tzemer of the animal, or it does not look like it's still part of the tzemer of the animal. So the Gemara is going to explain what does it mean that it looks like it's part of the tzemer of the animal versus not looking like part of the tzemer of the animal, and that will conclude the third parak. And then Bez Hashem, the fourth parak, which hopefully will begin today, the Mishnah is going to discuss how much time the Yisrael has to spend with the Bechor before giving it to a Kohen. Because whenever you give Matnos Kuhuna, the Matnos Kuhuna have to be given in a state that they are prepared already, that they're all done, that the Kohen is ready to use it. You're not allowed to give it to a Kohen and then give the Kohen a load of responsibilities. You're giving the Kohen a Matana. So the Mishnah is going to discuss how much time has to be spent with the Bechor before giving it to a Kohen. And the Gemara is going to discuss the makar for these manim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, for that amount of time that's mentioned in the Mishnah, and also why it is that the Kohen is not allowed to say within that time, give it to me. He's not allowed to ask for it. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss the issue of giving matnos kuhuna the Kohen or to a Levi who are misayei lebailim, who are helping out the bailim. So let's begin. Again, we're right in the middle of the page on daf chaf hey. So the Gemara is going to tell us that there are other achirim, there are other amoraim that explain the brisa kipshuta, the brisa of the balmum that gets mixed in with the tamimim, where we had this machlokas, but we're not sure what the machlokas was about, where the Tanakama said asurin bekol shehein, and then Rabbi Yossi said no, yivukar. So what does that mean exactly? So we're going to have others who explain that it's talking about animals, not talking about wool, like we tried to be creative yesterday. And if that's the case, we have no raya to anything Reish Lakish says about wool. So Kisalik Ravun and Ravun came from Bavel Taret Yisrael. Amr L'Shmaita, he said, Rav Nachman B'Shem Rabba Baravua's explanation that the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakam and the Braisa is about wool of a balmum that gets mixed in with wool of chulin, Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he said that in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Bavloi Tipshai, Rabbi Yirmiyah says he's foolish Babylonians. Mishum diyasi bar de chashucha. It's because they live in a dark land. It's down in a valley where it's very dark. Amri shmeita de mechashchan. They're saying things that are totally incorrect, that are dark, because it's a very dachuk perish in the brisa to say that it's talking about wool and it's not talking about animals that actually get mixed in with each other. The Rashi explains in Maseches Pesachim and Maseches Yuma that Bavel is dark because it's in a valley, because it's very deep. The Gemara says in Pesachim Pei Zayin that it's Amuko Kisha'ol. The Gemara in Shabbos says, why is it called Shinar Umatsula? Because Kol Meisei Mabul Noru V'Nitzlu L'Sham. Meaning, since it's such a low ground, that's where the Meisei Mabul ended up. Others suggest that it's called Chashucha because there were gzeros made at different times that they weren't allowed to be madlik neros, that the guy made certain gzeros that we weren't allowed to be madlik neros on many days where there were non-Jewish celebrations, where there were avodah zarah celebrations. So that's why maybe it's called chashucha. But the point over here is that they're saying things that are incorrect because they're from Bavel, and Rashi in Maseches Pesachim writes that the criticism was that when in Bavel, when they didn't know things, they made stuff up. And that's what he was criticizing, that if they weren't clear on something, they would just make it up. And that was Rabbi Yirmiyah would say about such explanations, because Rabbi Yirmiyah himself was a Ben Bavel, and once he came to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara Ksubas tells us Rabbi Yirmiyah moved to Eretz Yisrael, so once he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was very critical of the whole Derech HaLimud in Bavel. Rabbi Yirmiyah's Lushita, so Rabbi Yirmiyah writes, is the one that says, Mesach Sanhedrin Daf Chavdalid, B'mechashchim Hoshivyeni K'meisei Olam, Zeh Talmud Bavli, that he refers, he darshans a pasuk talking about dwelling in the darkness as a reference to Talmud Bavli. So there is this inyan that when people went to Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden their eyes lit up, they saw Torah in a new light, and they were very critical of the Bnei Bavel. So anyway, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Lo Shmielu, I don't understand, did the Bnei Bavel never hear of Hadam Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan? The way Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan explains the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, that it's not about wool, it's talking about a behema balas mum that gets mixed in with behemos tamimos, like like the Gemara originally thought. We said, then what exactly are they arguing about? Here's what they're arguing about. Machlokas kishabada, meaning what was the problem? Because the Rabbi Yossi said, yivukar, just check for the one that's a balmum. What, Tanakama doesn't think that's a good idea? Of course you check for the one that's a balmum, and when you find it, you know that's the one that's a balmum, and the rest of them are fine. What kind of machlokas? So the Gemara says, no, machlokas kishabadak v'lamatsa. Case is, you did check, and you didn't find anyone that had a mum. And the issue is, do you now say that they're all mutter? Because I checked all of them and none of them have a mum? Or do you say, no, I know that a bal mum got mixed in over here, so it must be that I'm not seeing something. So, commitly, we put to Dramei v'Rabbanan, and this is exactly the machlokas between Rameir and the Rabbanan in Maseches Nida. Ditnan, because there's a Mishnah in Maseches Nida that talks about a place where Tumah was lost. You have a Kazayis mace, falls into a pile of rocks, and that pile of rocks gets confused with two other piles of rocks that are tahar. So you look for the gal that the tumma was in, you look through it, and you don't find anything. Sheira Meir Omer, Kol Dover Shay Becheskas Tuma, Li Olam Hu Bituma. So anything that was Becheskas Tuma, so long as you haven't found the Tuma, it remains a Suffolk Tuma, Ad Shetivada Tuma, until you find the Tuma and you're able to identify it and say, okay, I found the Tuma, the rest is now Tahar. But V'cham Omrim, Chofrash Migilah Salah B'sula. Now the best you could do is keep digging until you get to virgin ground, until you get to ground that has never been aggravated at all, where you know that the mace is not underneath that ground, and if you don't find the tumma there, then everything is going to be tar because it was badak v'lo matzah. That's the same machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi in the Brisa about a balmum that gets mixed in with tamimim, and you look through all the animals and you don't find a balmum. Tanakam says they're all asr like Rabbi Meir because you know that there was a mum there, so they're all bechlal safek balmum until you find something. If you haven't found anything, everything's asr l'mizbeach. And Rabbi Yossi says no, you check, and Rabbi Yossi like the Chachamim. If you check and you don't find any mum, then they're all kashul mizbeach. So that's how Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, explains the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama. Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan a different explanation of the machlokas. Machlokas kishabadak umatza. No, the case is where you look through all the animals and you found the balmum. You're just not sure if that's the same balmum that got mixed in there originally. maybe there's more than one balmum here. Can you now assume that the rest of the behemoths are okay just because you found one that is a balmum? And this is the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ditanya, because we have a brisa. Sada sha'avad ba kever. If you have a field that you know had a kever in it, but right now you cannot find the kever. Nichnas betocha. You go into that field, tameh. You're tameh because it's a safek tuma. Nimtza betocha kever. If you find the kever in the field, and then nichnas betocha, you enter the field where the kever isn't, not where you found the kever, then tar, you're tar. Why? Shani Omer, you have every right to assume, who kever sha'avad, who kever shenimtza. The kever that you lost is the kever that you found, and therefore the rest of the field is 100% tar. Divri Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees, yields tibadik kol hasada kula. You have to check the entire field, make sure that there's no other kever. And if you haven't checked the entire field, the whole field remains besavik tuma. We cannot be certain that the kever that you found is the same kever that was lost. Maybe it's a different kever, and you still haven't found the one that was lost. And that's the machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi in our brisa about a balmum that gets mixed in with tamimim, and then you find a mum in one of the behemos. Tanakama holds that they're that, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they have to be choshish that maybe there's another balmum in the mix, and you have to check all of them. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, as long as you've checked and you found one of them to be a balmum, you could assume who mum sha'avad, who mum shenimtza, and therefore the rest of them are perfectly kosher lahakrava on the mizbeach. So these are two viable explanations of machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara is going to explain why does each one not say the other explanation. Both of them sound really good. Rabbi Yossi says that the case of the machlokas is where you found one of them to be a balmum. My time elohamar kibichib araba. Why doesn't he say that the case of the machlokas is where you look through all of them and you can't find any of them to be a balmum? So amar lach, because he'll tell you as follows. Bish lama gabe tuma. I understand very well when you're dealing with tuma that gets lost. The chachamim shita makes sense that if you look and you don't find any tuma, you could assume everything's fine because eimar ba orev unatala. There's a reasonable explanation of what would have happened with that tuma. You lost the kazayis min ameis. A raven came and took away the kazayis min ameis. As long as you look through the entire pile of rocks and you don't find any tuma, you could assume everything's fine. Ba achbar unatala. A mouse came and took it. Elahacha. But in the case of the Braisa, the Hema was a Balmum, and now you don't find the Mum. Balmum lehecha azil. No raven or mouse is pulling away a behemoth that's a balmum. Where would the balmum have gone? So that's why you have to assume that it would still be problematic. The idach and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba would say emar mum over hava viitase. I have a very reasonable explanation where it went. It wasn't a mum kavua. Maybe you thought it was a mum kavua before, but obviously from the fact that all the behemoths don't have a mum, you can't find a mum in any of the behemoths, it must have been a mum over, and the mum has been healed. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, my time alone with Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Chiya bar Abba not want to say like Rabbi Yossi, that we're talking about a case where you badak umatza, you found one of the animals to have a mum, and the whole shaila is, do you have to be choshesh that maybe this isn't the original animal that was lost, and maybe there's another one that's a bal mum as well? So Amlach, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba will tell you, you can't compare a case of a mum that gets lost and is then found to tumma that gets found. Because bishlo masada, I understand very well by a field where you lost a kever and then you found a kever in the field. Darka lemikbarba, it's normal to bury in a field, and therefore you have to be choshesh ki hechi, the cover bahai, covered in a shachrina. That just like there is this one dead body in the field, there might be other dead bodies in the field as well. So it's a much more reasonable concern. Elokachim, but you're talking about behemos that are tamimos, that you want to bring on the mizbeach, kivin debatkidon bekaimi. Since you know that they didn't have a mum, and they got one animal that had a mum got mixed in, and you found the one with the mum, darkai lemeifel behum. What is it, the derech that more mumin are going to develop? That doesn't happen so frequently. So the idach and Ravasi would explain, agav demnachi adadi shkiach b'umuma. You ever see the way animals interact with each other? Of course there's a chashash that there's a mum. They're goring each other, they're pushing each other around. So there's very likely that a mum developed. They don't know that they're kachim and that they're not supposed to have a mum. They're just going to act like animals. So they're very likely going to develop a mum. Okay, now the Gemara brings another brisa Kasa, which is going to be a Kasha on Reish Lakish, who said that if the wool was taken off before a mumcha was matir, the Bukhar, everyone agrees that it's Asr Bahana'a. So says Gemara Mesve, we have a Braisa. Tolish Semer mi Bukhar Tam. If you take wool off, you detach wool from a Bukhar Tam, even though later it developed a mum, ushchato, and you shechted it, asr. The tzemer is going to be asr bahana'a. So the Gemara says, taima, the tam. The whole reason that the tzemer is asr bahana'a is because it was detached from a b'char tam. Habal mum, shari. But if it was detached from a b'char bal mum, then the tzemer would be mutar bahana'a. So from the Tana, it sounds that anything that's a bal mum and is not a tam is going to be mutar, afal pi shalawitir mumcha. Even though a mumcha was not yet matir that mum. And that's a kasha in Reish Lakish, who said that if a mumcha was never matir it, it's going to be asr. Now this price makes it sound like as long as the Baal Mum, even if it's a Mum that a Mumcha was not Matir, it's going to be Mutar Ba'ana. So says Gemara, no, Tana Kalhecha Dolavitira Mumcha Tam Karile. Until a Mumcha saw it and determined that this is a Mumkavua, that's what we call a Bukhar Tam. And that's what the Brisa was talking about when it said that it's going to be Asir. So the Gemara brings the rest of the Brisa and explains whether Reish Lakish fits with the Brisa or whether Reish Lakish is subject to Machlokas Tanayim. Lema Ketanayim. Maybe Reish Lakish is subject to Machlokas Tanayim, because the Brisa goes on to say, Hatolish Semer Mi Bukhar Tam, af al pi shenolad b'mum, if you pull wool off of b'char tam, even though later that b'char develops a mum, ushchato, and you shecht it, asr, the tzem is asr ba'na. But b'char b'almum shetalash mimenu v'achar kachmeis, if you have a b'char b'almum that you pulled the wool off of, and then the b'char died without shechita, so here's a machlokas. Akavi ben Mahalal matir. Akavi ben Mahalal says the wool is going to be mutter, and the chum mosum, the chum say you're not allowed to get hanoa from that semer. That's how the Tanakama understands the machlokas Akavi ben Mahalal and the Chachamim, that they argue about a case where we're going to have a machlokas, what the machlokas is. So they argue, Tanakama understands the machlokas Akavi ben Mahalal and the Chachamim, is that they argue about a case where you pulled wool off of a b'char balmum and then the b'char dropped dead. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, lo bazeh hiter Akava ben Malalel. That's not the case where the Bukhar drops dead. That's not the case where Akava ben Malalel and Chama argue. El b'sar Bukhar balmum shenosher v'inichu b'chalon. It's talking about a case where you take the hair of Bukhar balmum and you pull it off of the animal and you put it in a cubby somewhere. V'achar kach shchato, and then you shecht the animal. Not drops dead. You shecht the animal. Bazeh Akava ben Malalel matir v'cham mosun. That's the machlokes Akava ben Malalel and Chama. But if the Bukhar just dies without getting shechted, even Akavi is going to be moda that the tzemer is going to be aser. The whole machlok is only if you shech the animal. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, moda Abba Chalafta. Abba Chalafta is moda. He's one of the chacham that disagreed with Akavia, right? Remember, Akavia was the one that was matir, the chacham asered. So moda Abba, even though he normally did Abba Chalafta, but zeh, he agrees in a case of tzemer that was nitlash from a b'char balmum, and then you shechted shehu mutter, that that's going to be mutter bana. But really the Chachamim say when it comes to Tzemer that was pulled off of a Bechor Bal Mum, Yanichenu Bachalon, that you put it in a cubby somewhere, Shema Yesh Tikva, because it might still become Mutar Ba'na. What's the Tikva? Shchato Divrei Kol Mutar, because if it subsequently gets shechted instead of dropping dead, it's all going to be Mutar. And they only argue about Mace Akavi Ben Malal Matir V'Cham Osum. It's only if it drops dead, that's where Akavi Ben Malal is going to be Matir and the Chachamim are going to Aser. That's where you're going to have Machlokas between Akavi Ben Malal and the Chachamim. So now we have this Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama, what the Machlokas Akavi Ben Malal and the Chachamim is. So Rabbi Yossi, Hainu Tanakama, asks the Gemara, wait, both according to the Tanakama and according to Rabbi Yossi, they only argue about a case of mace. If the Bechor is shechted, the Chachamim agree that the Tzemer is going to be mutter. From the Brice, it sounds like Rabbi Yossi is suggesting a third shita in how to understand the Akavi ben Malal and the Chachamim, right? Because Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, Moda Abba Chalafta, my Abba Chalafta is Moda. But he's not saying anything new that the Tanakama had not said. We had Tanakama's understanding, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, and then Rabbi Yossi's understanding. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't seem to be breaking any new ground in understanding the machlokas between Akavi ben Malal and the Chachamim. Elolav hitiru mumcha ikabinayu. The machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama is a case of whether you need a mumcha to be matirit. The Tanakama suffer. The Tanakama holds. The Tanakama said that if it was netlash from the Bechor Tam, that it's also bana holds that even a balmum hitiru mumcha in ilo lo. That only by a balmum, only if a mumcha was matirit, will the wool be mutterbana. But if a mumcha was never matirit, then it's not going to be mutterbana. It's like a tam. It has a din of a tam if a mumcha was never matir. Vas Rabbi Yossi lemeimer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, afal gav delo tira mumcha. You don't need a mumcha to have been matirit before the wool was pulled off the animal. It's going to be mutter in order for it to be mutterbana. And it turns out that according to that, Reish Lakish is really subject to machlokas tanaim. And Reish Lakish shouldn't have just said stam, because it sounds like his din is 100% accepted. So it says, no, Amar Rava, lo. There's no hechrich that Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama argue about Reish Lakish's idea, who said that if a mumcha was never matirit, then it's also bana. Reish Lakish would put so much stock in a mutter in a mumcha being matirit. No, that's not necessarily what they're arguing about. To Kuli Alma, really, everyone agrees. Itiru mumcha in ilo itiru lo. That if a mumcha was matirit, then it's called the balmum. If a mumcha was never matirit, it's not going to be asr bana because it's going to be called a tam, like Reish Lakish said. And the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is as follows. V'sholosh machlokas b'davar. There are three shitos over here. The Tanakama savar, pligi b'meis, v'uadin l'shchato. Tanakama holds that Akavya and the Chachamim disagree if the Bechor dies, and also if the Bechor is shechted and doesn't die on its own. That Akavya would say the Tzemer is mutterbana, the Chum would say it's asubana. V'hai de kamiflagi b'meis, the reason they frame their machlokas in a case where it dies and isn't shechted is because even though when it's shechted it's a greater chiddush that the Chum would aser even when it's shechted is lo deyach kochad akavya, to let you know how strongly akavya is matir, that he's matir even if it drops dead. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds no b'meis, if it drops dead divrei akol aser, everyone even akavya would be moda that the tzemer is aser bana. Ki pligi, what's the whole machlokas akavya lechamim b'shechato? If you shechted the bechor, that's where akavya is matir and lecham maser. Vaser biyosi lemeimar b'shechato divrei akol mutter. That if it's shechted, everyone holds it's mutter. Ki pligi b'meis, they're only going to argue in a case of meis. Meaning there are three possibilities. You have a case of meis and a case of shechato. Either akavya ben mahalal are arguing in both cases, or they're only arguing in the case of meis, but in the case of shchato, everyone would agree it's mutter. Or they're only arguing in the case of shchato, but in the case of meis, everyone would agree that it's aser. So those three possibilities are all shitos of Tanaim in how to understand the machlokas between Akavya and the Chachamim. So now the Gemara explains, how do we pass? Do we pass like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda's understanding in the machlokas Akavya and the Chachamim? Amar Rav Nachman, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that if the Bechor dies, everyone agrees it's aser bana. And the whole case of the machlokas is if nishchat. And the raya is hol tnan b'bechirasa kavasei. Because there's a Mishnah Maseches Edios that says like Rabbi Yehuda. And Maseches Edios is the most authoritative of all the Maseches of Mishnayos, because that is the one that was made b'fnei Gedolim. And the halacha is always like what it says in Maseches Edios. It's called b'chirasa for that reason. That how Maseches Edios get written, all the Chum gathered together in Kerem B'Yavne, and they said, anyone who has something to be made, you have a strong tradition that you're afraid might get lost, come and be made, and in front of all the Chachamim, they had to repeat their particular Mesorah, and that was the making of Maseches Edios in a single day. But it's the most authoritative. Ditanan, and there's a mission, the fifth paragraph of Edios. Seir B'chor Balmum, Shenosha V'nichu B'chalon, you take hair off of a B'chor Balmum and you stick it in a cubby, and then you shechted Akav ben Malal Matir v'Chum Mosrin. So you see, it's shchato, and that's the case of the machlokas. Exactly like Rabbi Yehuda said, the machlokas is when it gets shechted, not when it drops dead. And the Gemara brings another raya that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masnisa Nami Daika, that our Mishnah is meduik like Rabbi Yehuda did tonight, because our Mishnah said Semra Medudol B'Bechor. You have a wool that's dangling from a bechor, but it was detached, but it's still sort of hanging off of the rest of the wool. Eshenira Im magiza mutter ve'she'enu nira asir. That which looks like it's part of the giza, that when you're going to shear the rest of the wool, this will come with it, that's going to be mutter ba'ana, like the rest of the giza. But whatever is not nira in magiza is going to be asir ba'ana. So Gemara says, money, who's the author of this Mishnah? Ilem Rabbi Yossi, if we're saying like Rabbi Yossi, that when the Bechor is shechted, everyone agrees that it's mutter, and if it dies, akavias matir and the chum maser ubimai. What's the case? How did this bechor die in our Mishnah? Ilem b'shchato bein akavi bein rabbanan idi v'idi mishrashari. If it's a case where it was shechted, everyone is supposed to be matir b'ana, because even if you leave it in a chalon and it's not mixed in with the other wool, it would be mutter b'ana. So why would the Mishnah say only if it's nira imagiza it's mutter? No, if it was shechted, everyone agrees that it's mutter, even if it's totally separate from the rest of the wool. So that can't be the case. It must be that the Bechor died before Shechita. Well, we still have a problem, because the tzemer that's mechubar to the Bechor that dies is supposed to be buried like the Bechor itself. V'Rabbanan, and for someone like the Rabbanan, we should ask the tzemer that even the tzemer that appears with the rest of the wool, because that's the halacha according to the Chachamim. V'Yakavian, if you want to tell me it's called like Akavia, Ibchami Bayalei. The din should have been the opposite. That Nira Imagiza Asr. That if it looks like it's part of the rest of the wool, then it's Asr, because the rest of the wool is Taka Asr. Demisa Ka Asrle. Because Misa Sabachar Asr is all the Tzemer that's Mechubar, like the Bechor itself, it requires Kavura. And therefore, whatever looks like it's part of the Tzemer should have been Asr. Eino nira magiza mutter demei karatalish. It's only when it doesn't look like it's the rest of the wool of the animal that it should have been mutter, because it was talish from beforehand. So it doesn't work according to anybody if you understand the machlokas akavi and the chachamim the way Rabbi Yossi does. Elapshita Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that our Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Yehuda that all machlokas akavi and the chachamim is when nishchat abachar ubimai. And what's the case that we're talking about? If we're talking about if it's meis habachar bein akavi bein the rabbanan idi meis rasri, both akavi and the chum would say it's absolutely aser. Whatever wool you're talking about, whether it's still dangling from the animal or not, it's all going to be aser. Elav bishchato, the case must be that it was shechted. The akavi idi vidi mishrashari, and if we were going like akavi, everything should be mutter. Elav rabbanan hi. So the case is we're assuming that the machlokas akavi and the chum is the way Rabbi Yehuda understands the case of akavi and the Chachamim, and we're assuming that the case is shchato, and we're assuming like the shita of the Rabbanan, that the tzemer that's attached becomes mutter b'shchita, just like the behema becomes mutter. But the tzemer is that's nifrad michayim, the shchita will not be matir. And that's why they say, oh, if this wool looks like it's still part of the rest of the wool of the animal, good, then it will be mutter like the rest of the animal. But if this wool is totally separate from the rest of the wool, then it's going to be aser. Shema mina b'shchato pligi, shema mina. You see that the case of the machlok, sakai ben mal and lachamim, is dafka by shchato, because it's the only way to explain our Mishnah, and therefore you see that our Mishnah assumes, like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlok, sakai ben lachamim. So we have two rayas, that Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is the correct understanding, the raya from the Mishnah Nedios, and our Raya from our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, according to the Chum, that semer that's pulled off of a Bechor, whether it's a Tam or a Balmum, is Asr Ba'ana, even after you shecht it. What's going to be the din by semer that's pulled off of other Karbanos that are not a Bechor? Is that going to be Mutar Ba'ana or not? So, by Rabbi Yane, Hatolish semer me Ola Tamima. Let's say you pull wool off of an Ola Tamima, and then you shecht the Ola. Mahu. Is that wool that was pulled off while the animal is still alive, Mutar Ba'ana, like all the tzemer that's mechubar or not? And the suffix is whether we have to be choshesh that you're going to leave the ola around and not be makrevit in order to amass more wool that you will then be able to get anah from it. If we're choshesh for that, then we're going to say, look, this tzemer is going to be aser, because if we're matir it, in the davasof, the person is going to keep it around and he's not going to shecht the carbon in a timely fashion. Or do we not have any such chashash? So the Gemara asks, tolish mi ikam mandeshari? Wait a second, if you pull it off with your hands. Is there anyone that's going to be matter getting anah from the tzemer? You're violating this ugiza. El tzemer shenitlash me'el tzemir ma'al. The shayla is not if you are tolish the tzemer. That's terrible. You can't be tolish the tzemer. We're talking about if the tzemer was nitlash on its own. That's the shayla. So why is it only by an ola that he raises the question? Dechatas va'asham lo tibayilach. If we're talking about tzemer that came off of a chatas or asham, that are tamim, that's not a shayla. If it's going to be mutabah anah or not, they came into the kapara asu, since those kabanos are meant for the kapara of the bailim, lo mashaluhu. There's no chashash. The bailim is going to keep them around. He wants his kapara. There's like a cherev chadim unachas al tzavaro until he gets his kapara. Anything could happen. Something, you know, he's without kapara, he's in trouble. So even if he can get hana from the tzemer, he's not leaving this animal around. The b'charu meiser nami. When it comes to b'charu meiser, that tzemer comes off of, we're also not going to have a suffix. For sure, the tzemer is going to be asubana. To keep it the love of the kapara asu, since those animals are not brought for a kapara, the bechor is kadosh me'el of the meiser, you have to be makdish when you have 10 behemos. So mashilu, then for sure, a person's going to keep it around and delay being makriv. It's that we for sure are going to have to make the tzemer asur. Kiti bayilach lal shayla is da ola mai. What's the halacha by an ola? Is the tzemer mutabana? So what's the suffix? Kivan the ikr lav the kapara asi. Do we say that since primarily, if you were to ask what a carbon ola is really about, it's not about an avera per se, it's not primarily about a kapara, it comes as a nadava or for to fulfill some other chova, so maybe we have to be choshesh that if tzemer is mutabana mashila, you're going to delay bringing the carbon, or do we say no, but an ola does have attributes of kapara, it's mechaper for mitzvah sasei, so or any avera that there's no chi of malchus for, like a lava nitik lasei, that's what Gemara tells us in Mesechus Yoma, that by Hakrabas Ola, you misvada on all of those averos. So since an Ola does have that ability to be mechaper, maybe lo mashi, maybe we don't have to be choshe she going to keep it around because you want that kapara, at least for your mitzvah sasei. So Gemara tries to be poshet this suffix from a brisa that we quoted before. Tashima. The brisa had said, Hatole shtemer mi b'chor tam. Even though it developed a mum, you pulled off the tzemer from Bukhar Tam, even though it then developed a mum and you shechted it, the tzemer is asr ba'na. So the Gemara is medayik from the Lashon of the Braisa. Taima de tolish. Sounds like the whole reason the tzemer is asr ba'na is because you went and were tolish it bi'adayim, you violated Nisra of Giza Bekachim. Hanitla shari, but it sounds like if the tzemer would have just fallen off on its own, then it would be mutar ba'na. So by a Bukhar, where it's not coming for kapara at all, and there's no reason to assume that there's every reason to assume you're going to delay bringing it because you don't need the kapara. There's no lachatz in bringing it. Still, we're not going to be choshesh for that. We're still going to assume it's fine. You can get enough from the tzemer and don't worry about it. So kol shkenola, then kal v'chomer kabernola, which has some kapara element, delo mashila. We don't have to be choshesh. A person is going to leave it around, and therefore the tzemer should be mutar ba'na. Says Gemara, no, that's not a price. That's not a raya. Who adin afilu nitlash nami aser? No, maybe the case. Maybe the diuk we're making is incorrect. We said the diuk we're making is, oh, you pulled it off. That's why it's asabana. But if it would fall off, it would be mutter. Nah, if it would fall off, it would also be asabana. Vaduk tani tolish lo diach kochot akavya. It only gave a case of tolish where you do be a dayim to let you know how serious akavya is about his head there. That even when you violate an isra of Giza, it's going to be mutter. The balmum afilu betolish nami shari by a balmum. Even if you're tolish, akavya is going to be matir. Ivanan nosher tana. When our Mishnah quotes the Shita of Akavya, it didn't. It said Nashar. Sounds like it only if it falls off on its own. But if you're Tolish B'Yadayim, Akavya is not going to be Matir. Says Mara Tana Nashar Lo Diachah Kochad Rabbanan. Our Mishnah taught the case of Nashar to tell you how serious the Rabbanan are in Asering. So Tana Tolish Lo Diachah Kochad Akavya, and the Tana the Brisa gives the case of Tolish to let you know how serious Akavya is, meaning that there is no chiluk between Tolish and Nashar, between whether you did it be a daim or it came off on its own, and one formulation of the machlokas talks about one case, the other formulation of the machlokas talks about the other case, so you can know that there is no chilek bein l'akavya, bein l'chacham. Then the Mishnah said that semra meduldal, that if you have wool that's dangling from, that's, it's no longer connected to the bechor, but it's still mixed in with the other wool on the animal, so we said if it looks like it's part of the rest of the giza, then it's going to be mutter like the rest of the Giza. But if it doesn't look like it's part of the rest of the Giza, then it's going to be asr ba'na. So the Gemara explains what is nira kishara Giza and what is not nira. Hechidami eino nira imagiza. What does it mean that it's not nira imagiza? Amr blazer amr shlakish kol she ikaro hapuch chape rosho. When the base of the tzemer, the part that's attached to the animal, is flipped around toward the head. The ikar of the tzemer is klape maila. That's what we say that it's eino nira with the rest of the tzemer, because it clearly was detached while it was alive. But if it's not flipped around, then it's nira ima tzemer. Nasmar shaya amar kol sheinu mismaich imagiza. Whenever it doesn't lie equally with the rest of the tzemer, it's bolate a little bit, it sticks out above the surface of the rest of the tzemer. That's eino nira imagiza. And then the Gemara says, wait, Reish Lakish, my time alone, Kram Nasim Roshaya. Rav Nasim Roshaya seems to have a perfectly good explanation. Why does Reish Lakish sounds like as long as it's not flipped upside down, even if it's bolate, that's called nira imatzemer? Why is that called nira imatzemer? Anyone who sees that one clump of wool is bolate will realize that was detached mechayim. Says Amrabi Lag to some Reish Lakish v'shiyef shel giza belonim and amadul dalos. Anytime you have giza tzemer, some is going to be bolate a little bit above the surface of the rest of it. So that doesn't necessarily mean it's not part of the Giza. So that's not a good enough indication. The only indication that would really make it not part of the Giza is if it's bolate above, is if it's flipped upside down, not just being bolate above the surface. Hadrulach halokeach beim. Now we move on to the fourth parak. So as we said before, at the very beginning of the year, matnos kuna have to be given to the Kohen in a kavadika way. The way you would give matanos to malachim and to governors and things like that. And therefore, you're not allowed to give things that, you're not allowed to give a job to the Kohen. You can't give something that's going to require amel and tircha for him to take care of something. You're only allowed to give him something that's ready to go. So because of that, the bailim has to take care of the bechor until it grows up a little bit. And then at that point, you give it to the Kohen. So how long does the Bailim have to take care of the Bechor for? Ad kami Yisrael chayav mitapel b'Bechor. How long does the Yisrael have to deal with the Bechor? So bedaka, 30 yom. Behem bedaka, first 30 days. Begasa, 50 yom. 50 days for a gasa. Rabbi Yossi yomer, bedaka, 30 chadashim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, for a daka, it's 3 months. So the Mishnah explains, they're giving the Bechor to a Kohen within the Zman, based on the Kohen's request. Let's say the Kohen says, within that Zman, where you're still supposed to be taking care of it, give it to me. Do not give it to him, because the Kohen is not going to get any anoah from it before Bechor Tam, before it develops a mum. And when the Kohen asks for it from the Yisrael to give it to him during that Zman, it looks like he's trying to save him from the tipul and from the expenses of feeding it, in order to that meaning what the Kohen is trying to do is, he knows you can give it to any Kohen. So he says, maybe if I save the Yisrael from the tirch of having to feed it, having to care for it, so he'll give it to me. So that's his way of angling to get in there before any other Kohen gets there. But if it's a balmum and the Kohen says to the Yisrael, give it to me so that I can eat it, then it's mutter. Because then there's no caring for it. It's going to be shechted. And during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if the Bechor was a Tam, was not a Balmum, and the Kohen says to Yisrael, give it to me, so I'll be makrav it right away, then it's mutter. Because there's immediate hana'a in those cases. A Balmum ba'achila, or a Tam bizman HaMikdash ba'akrava, so it doesn't look like he's just trying to save the Yisrael from the Tircha, because he actually wants to use it immediately. We have an explanation of why he wants it right away. HaBechor nechal shana b'shana. The halach is mitzvah l'chadchila, the Bechor, within the first year, should be eaten. You shouldn't leave it more than a year. Bein tam, bein balmum. Whether it's a tam bizman HaMikdash, you don't leave it more than a year, from the time it becomes 8 days old and is roi l'akrava, or whether it's a balmum bizman hazeh, it should be eaten within its first year. Shenemar, l'fnei Hashem l'kecha tochlenu, shana b'shana. That's what the pasuk in the Torah means. So the Mishnah brings another halacha about the zman that you're allowed to be mekayim the din of Bechor balmum. No l'mum b'toch shnaso. If it developed a mum within the year, rasha l'kayim kol shemasa chodesh. You don't have to shecht it and eat it right away. You can keep it around the entire 12 months. You have that whole year. even by a balmum. Eino rashi lekayim elachshim as chodesh eino rashi lekayim elish shloshim yom. But Yisrael is not able to mekayim it more than 30 days, and then he gives it to a kohen. La'achas shnei masar chodesh is some bizman hazeh, bizman hamikdash. You weren't allowed to leave a bechor tam more than a year, like we said beferish in the Mishnah. It's only bizman hazeh where we leave it until it develops a mum. So we have this this din could be shayach beheter that you leave it la'achas shnei masar chodesh for another 30 days. Okay, minani mili says Gemara. How do I know that these manim that we mentioned in our Mishnah, these random amounts of time that you have to be metapel with it? So Amar Rav Kana, da Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "B'chor b'necha titen li, kein tasa litzonecha." We equate b'chor b'necha with tzonecha. So you see that there's a smichus to learn the chiyuv of tipul with a b'chor tzon, which is behema daka, and a b'chor adam. Le'ascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher, kein tasa l'shorucha. And it says, "Le'ascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher." So Malayascha is Bikurim, and then it says something about a shar. So we learn from that smichus that the tipul with a shar, which is a beimagasa, is in some way related to Bikurim. That just like Bikurim comes after 50 days from its ripening, so too a beimagasa is 50 days. Says Mar Epechana, maybe you should flip it around. No, mistavra, demuktam, lemuktam, demuuchar, lemuuchar. It's more mistavra, the Malayascha relates to Sharcha, and Bechor Banecha relates to Tzonecha, because that will be that's the proper order of the pasuk. So adrava the samachlei. No, maybe you should the two things that are juxtaposed should be associated with each other. Bechor benecha titan li kein tasa l'sharucha. So shar should be associated with bechor benecha. So the Gemara instead is going to have another explanation that we will start with tomorrow. Another explanation of where we got these numbers from. Okay.